Being a dad isn't always easy, but it's the best thing I ever did. I'm constantly improving myself to be the best dad I can be through fitness, nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle. As fathers, we pass on many things to our children, such as our mindset, our habits, our attitude, and what we've learned along the way. Each of these will shape who our children are and who they will become. The Warrior Dad's mission is to help you become the healthiest version of yourself, to hone your edge, and to live with purpose. My name is Jim Bartomey, and this is the Warrior Dads Podcast. Hey guys, thanks for tuning back into another episode of the Warrior Dads Podcast. Today I have Larry Hagner here with me, and Larry is the founder of the Dad Edge Podcast and the Good Dad Project. He is an everyday dad trying to do the best job he can. He wants to be the best version of himself so he can guide his kids to be the best version of themselves. He has an amazing wife and four amazing boys. And today we're going to be getting into men having a tribe to thrive. So Larry, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
You bet. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So I'm really, really interested in this idea that you had told me about of men having this tribe to thrive. And I know you have what's called the Dad Edge Alliance. So I think you're probably the best person to speak into this topic. And I'm really interested to hear what you have to share. Just let everybody briefly know, you know, kind of what you're known for. And then we're going to get right into it.
Yeah. So I've been in the dad space now since 2012. That's when I first kind of started the Good Dad Project. And 2013, I launched the blog. And then 2015, launched the podcast, Good Dad Project Podcast, and wrote a book called The Dad's Edge. And I just saw just sort of a shift in the brand a little bit from Good Dad Project to Dad's Edge. And I can explain that later if you want. But launched the Dad Edge podcast. All I really did was just change the name of the podcast from Good Dad Project to Dad Edge. But it's been around for 3.5 years. Book has been on Amazon for 3.5 years. It's been an incredible journey. It's been, I'm happy to say we've touched the lives of men literally from across the globe. I mean, we have, in our alliance, we have 255 men and literally guys from all over, Australia and US, Canada, Singapore, South Africa, the UK, Ireland, Scotland. I mean, everywhere, even someone in Estonia. So we've got a large reach of men just simply wanting to, you know, live life together, really. And this whole thing, the tribe to thrive, I've been blessed to have conversations with probably 2,000 men at this point. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that most men live these quiet lives of desperation. What does that mean? Quiet life of desperation means they're living life alone. You know, they have work and they have family, and that's it. Work, family, and they feel guilty doing anything outside of that. And what I have found is that if you ask a man, how's everything going? What's going on in your life? It doesn't matter if the world is coming to an end or he just won the lottery. Our two favorite words are good and fine, and fine and good. Everything is good. Everything's fine. You know,
yeah.
So, and what I have found too is most men, they go at life alone. We don't have this band of brothers. We don't have, these men who are these good, like-minded men. That's the key, like-minded men in our lives, helping us, helping direct us, seeing our blind spots, all this. We're really, really good at making these acquaintance-based relationships where we simply talk about the same four things that we talk about every time we see that person. And then we just go about our business. But I can tell you that men want deeper relationships with other men. They want to have better conversations. The problem is that we have lost the skill set. Most guys have no clue how to build these relationships because they, first of all, they don't want to go first. They fear being labeled as weak or odd or anything like that. And that fear usually keeps men from building these relationships.
So you think that's kind of, you know, obviously it's like the lone wolf mentality. Do you think that's something that's more learned, or it's just something that they picked up, you know, from either their dad, possibly from an older generation, or where do you think a lot of that stems from? What have you seen in your life and in your experience with all the people that
you've
helped?
So both. I mean, and I think I love the fact you use the lone wolf analogy, because I think a lot of guys, they seek strength. Like, they think of the lone wolf and they think of something strong. But if anybody knows what really happens to a lone wolf, they die. That's exactly when a wolf leaves the pack, they are either going off somewhere to be by themselves because they're about to die, or they will die. Those are the two outcomes of the lone wolf. The wolf thrives in the pack, and the pack thrives because of the wolf. So, you know, one without the other. Men are the exact same way. We may not physically die, but mentally, emotionally, we do start to die. You know, men, like I said, a lot of men are leading these lives of quiet desperation. And yeah, a lot of it has to do with, you know, we look around and everyone has some sort of technology gadget, right? Which is fine. It's a blessing and a curse, but everyone communicates via text or email or anything else. There's not many live conversations that are going on, but most of the time men have no idea how to build these relationships, you know, so they just simply keep going at life the same way, having the same surface level conversations. If you want to go over the skill set, I can definitely share that with you.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, because it's you're kind of describing, like, people are just going on autopilot and then becoming, you know, robotic, where they're just, like you said, talking about the same four things over and over. And, you know, I find that when I listen and observe to conversations that are happening around me, because one thing that I really can't hold a conversation with is sports. You know, I don't follow a lot of sports. I love, you know, my home teams and things like that, but I don't follow all the new players coming in. And maybe I'm too yin with it, or apathetic, where I'm kind of like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, I'll watch a game, but I don't know stats. I don't know who's coming in, who's going out. But you know, you hear this, and it just seems like those are the conversations that are happening. And maybe some of those are like the four topics that you're talking about, where people are just, you know, they have to keep up with these topics to hold conversations, because that's the robotic aspect, or the autopilot.
Yeah. I mean, most of us, yeah, like you said, it's autopilot. It's our default. You know, if you really want to boil this down to skill set of how to build these relationships, like I said, every guy would like to have these relationships. We just don't know how to build them. So the thing is you need to have like-minded men in your life. And if you don't, you're really missing the boat on some fantastic things that, you know, that you could be exposed to that you're otherwise not, because you don't have these guys who are pointing you in the right direction. So what does that look like? I mean, most guys, when they think about having a conversation that's deeper than anything that we're talking about, they think of a sappy, emotional, even somewhat of a feminine conversation, but that's actually not the case. You know, like, so for instance, I have guys here locally. I also have, you know, guys through our alliance that I can really lean in and share some things that maybe I'm going through that I need some advice on. One thing men really love to do, they love to solve problems and they love to give advice. And sometimes if you look at marriage, that goes to our detriment, because our wives usually don't like that so much. They don't like, they just want us to be, they just want us to validate them. So
right.
When this comes to men, this is what this looks like. A lot of guys view, hey, if I'm going to go have a serious conversation with a friend of mine, you know, and I sit there and I tell him, hey, I want to talk about my feelings. Yeah, that is going to feel weird. That's going to feel awkward. Hey, let's go have coffee so we can talk about our feelings. That's not the way you want to do that. Mm-hmm. How you build one skill set is what we call building the foundation. So, like, for instance, men operate in five different dimensions. There's our health dimension, relationship with our wife dimension, relationship with our kids, what we do for a living, so significance and purpose, and then financial. And usually what happens is men are balanced in a couple, but very imbalanced in others. So you'll find a guy, maybe he, you know, physically he's in great shape, but his finances might be a mess, or his finances might be great, but he has zero relationship with his wife and kids. So what we find is whatever it is that you're seeking help with, is to find somebody that is, you know, an expert, or they're doing really, really well. So, like, for instance, for me, if I'm stressed out because my finances aren't in order, I'm not going to go to one of my friends who is a financial expert and say, hey, I need to talk about my feelings because I'm really stressed out. The conversation really looks like, hey, I got a question for you. I want to see if we could go grab coffee. you know, you seem very, very good at finances. And to be honest with you, that's an opportunity for improvement for me. So I value your opinion, and I'd really love to hear your advice and your input on my current financial situation. Now, what you've just done there is a couple of things. You got vulnerable. So you shared something that you're not necessarily good at. You complimented that man because you're seeking out his advice and his problem solving. So he's very eager to help you. The other thing you've done is you've given that guy permission to reciprocate that back. So what he's going to do, guaranteed, is he will probably say, hey, you know, I am good with finances, but what I've noticed is you seem really healthy. You know, you take care of your body. You're always eating the right foods. I have a hard time with discipline with that. How do you do that? How do you make time for that? Like, can you give me some advice? Now, you're having better, deeper conversations that complement the other man. And that's what these guys really thrive on. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we talk about in the Alliance all the time. And this is why the guys in the Alliance and guys who are masterminds and guys who are in these band of brothers organizations, that's why they thrive, because they're exposed to men who are proficient in one of these five areas. And they have a solid foundation of vulnerability, of trust, and they can ask these questions. It's a good thing to have these conversations. And if you're not having these conversations, you're actually called out, you know, and the more authentic you are, the more vulnerable you are, the better, because that helps you unpack a few things that you might be carrying. And it will guarantee it will inspire somebody else to unpack some things that they might be carrying.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's fitting because, you know, we're talking about having a tribe to thrive. Well, if you think about the word tribe and how old that word is, you know, when we were in tribes years ago, we were exposed. We were, you know, the tribe knew what was going on within mm-hmm. the tribe. Right. And so it's probably at a primal level, it's natural for us to act this way, talk this way, interact this way with other people, other men, women, etc. But as society has, you know, these little nuances or stipulations that they put or something like that, or stereotypes, then we've gotten away from that because, like you said before, about, you know, seeming weak or, you know, feminine or something like that. But it's probably very natural for us to act this way, talk this way. So when we start having these conversations or when these guys start interacting with other men this way, it probably just feels so good for them to be able to talk about something else, you know, or relate on a different level.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing too, is having, you know, you talk about relate on a different level and, you know, men thrive on talking about other topics, you know, besides the four things, you know, besides sports, besides what they did on the weekend, besides whatever sport their kid is playing in or what they do for a living. They thrive on having these conversations to make themselves better, because for the most part, men are wired for growth for the most part. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are very, very hungry. You know, they want to be better at something. They want to be more proficient. They want to be more efficient. They want to be more profitable. The problem is that a lot of guys just don't want to ask for help. You know, they have a problem with asking for help. But you put a guy in a certain environment where it's good to ask for help, it's inspiring to ask for help, you know, great things happen.
So it's really about being vulnerable. They're afraid to be vulnerable. But then if you put them in a situation where they feel like they can open up, do you find that people just kind of break out of it right away, or it takes a little while for them to warm up and break that vulnerability?
That's a good question. I think it really depends on the situation, the type of guy. I've seen both. I've seen guys who are, you know, they dive right in. It's like, man, where's this been all my life? And then some guys, you know, they kind of dip their toe in the water and be like, you know, hey, is this what it's supposed to be? Is it okay for me to talk about this stuff? And then once they see that, then they pretty much unleash after that. But sometimes guys have no idea what to expect, because to be honest, to date, they've never had it. So a lot of them didn't even really know it existed. We've heard that a lot.
Yeah. Do you find a lot of people actually retreat too?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys, so we call that the pit, when men retreat. So if something goes awry in one of those five dimensions, like let's say a guy loses his job, Or he's in so much financial distress that he's ashamed, or let's just say his marriage is going terrible and his wife just had an affair. Guys will absolutely retreat because of shame and guilt. Those two things will put a man in what we call the pit. It's really hard to get a man out of the pit unless you intervene, or if the guy actually asks for help. If you could kind of go on just a little bit of a visualization with me, I can explain this. So in the Alliance, in our tribe, we look at each other as a rope team, okay? And we're all climbing a summit. Now you've got your climbers and you've got your guys at the top, and then you got your guys at base camp, or what we call in the pit. Now, seasonally, men will take their turn at each one of those. We'll have guys at the top. They'll fall back down to the climb. The climbers might fall to the pit. The guys in the pit will start to climb. They might even get to the peak, and so on and so forth. So the way we look at it is, if you're at the peak, if you're at the summit, your job is to throw ropes down to the guys who are climbing. If you're climbing and you see men in the pit, your job is to throw a rope to the guys in the pit. And if you're in the pit, you have a responsibility to ask for help, because if you don't, we don't know. A lot of us don't know. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, I've had on, I think 9 Navy SEALs on the podcast, and all of them, it's been just so reassuring, because that's the hardest thing for men to do is ask for help. But that's the first thing a SEAL does if they're in a team environment, is ask for help. You know, they've got their guys back. They've got their teammates back. It's all about the team, and it's all about being open, and it's all about asking for help when you need it.
Definitely. I love that analogy too, the rope climb, and you're right. It is about communication, right? Because how are the other people on the team supposed to know, you know, that you need help, especially if they're also trying to help other people at the exact same time, right? You know, you got the climbers and they're trying to get to the top, and then the guys at the peak are trying to help as well. You know, there has to be those open lines of communication. So, you know, I mean, and we talk about that in other areas of relationships too. You know, I mean, even with husband and wife type stuff, there has to be communication, there has to be trust, there has to be openness. It's really no different with relationships between other men.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And kids too, right? I mean, so we have to have open communication with our kids and let them know, and we encourage them to do the same thing. So communication is everywhere. I love that. I love that. I know this was going to be a slightly shorter podcast because of some time constraints, but I'm really happy we were able to do this. However, we end every show with some questions for our guests, which are really inspired by James Lipton and Bernard Pivot. James Lipton is the host of Inside the Actor's Studio and a favorite show of mine. So I have some questions for you before you go. Okay. All right. So who is your hero?
My hero was my grandfather.
Okay. What excites you?
What excites me is epic experiences with my kids and my family.
Nice. What turns you off?
And this is for both men and women. Just out of control egos.
That's one of mine too. What is your favorite sound?
My favorite sound. I'm a big music guy. So I if you see me in, you know, if you're in my house, chances are we don't have the TV on. Chances are we have music on. So it's always like something kind of cool, uplifting, like Dave Matthews or Imagine Dragons or OAR or something like that. Just something that we all just really just, it's good. Like hangout family music.
Nice. My wife's on a big Imagine Dragons kick right now too. What is your least favorite sound?
Let me think. Probably one of my kids hurt, like screaming bloody murder that they're hurt.
What is your favorite quote or saying?
Don't come home with a wallet full of money and a house full of strangers.
Nice. In one word, what should a dad be?
Example.
In one word, what should a dad not be?
not who, that's not one word. I'll challenge you on this one just a little bit. I can't answer it in one word, so I'll say not who he is meant to be.
Okay. And if you could do anything else in life, what would it be?
Anything else. I wouldn't want to do anything else, what I'm doing right now.
And finally, what would you like to be remembered for?
I would love to be remembered from my kids as the man that was always there for them, the man that taught them how to love their woman, and how to raise strong young men and strong young women.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. Well, Larry, people can find out more about you at the gooddadproject.com, right? Just gooddadproject.com, right? And that's, they can get access to the Dad Edge podcast, the Alliance, the Good Dad Project, all that information.
You got it.
Any other social media outlets?
On Instagram, it's the Dad Edge. And then on, you can always find me on Facebook, Larry Hagner, or like you said, the Dad Edge, Real Dads with Purpose. We've got a thriving group there. And if you want to check out what we're doing in the Alliance, it's gooddadproject.com/alliance.
Awesome. Larry, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate this. I know people listening got a tremendous amount of value out of it. I know I did. So again, thank you so much for being here.
You bet.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of the Warrior Dads podcast. If you like this podcast and want to support it, please subscribe, leave comments, and share it with someone you think would benefit from listening as well. Thanks again, and keep on being a warrior dad.